Ian Scholes, I just read in Red Herring that a new B2B e-zine and website is, quote, hurling unheard of wads of cash at journalists, unquote. According to Red Herring sources, Line56.com offered upwards of $160,000 salaries to three writers from Fortune magazine to work for them. This outfit also tried to poach writers from Upside, Wired, Forbes, PC Week, Los Angeles Business Journal, and Macworld. Line56.com, by the way, takes its name from the 56th line of Shakespeare's Hamlet, which is to be or not to be. Be to be, I guess. Get it? Now, wretched scribes have been mining data for years. Down in the hole, no food, no water, sub-minimum wages, spotting trends so we don't have to, and receiving nothing in return but the gratitude of the American people. Why business reporters report on business rather than go into business, I don't know. From the kindness of their hearts, I guess. They're like unto monks, really. But now they're worth their weight in gold. Have these B2Bs given any thought to the effects sudden wealth will have on these writers? I think not. It's like giving candy to a baby or a winning lottery ticket to a homeless person. It's irresponsible, really. Now, I'm not really a journalist, though I have appeared in journals. When's this new money dawn gonna shine on me? You want informed opinions? Well, okay, I can't offer you that, but random bile, undirected rage, a vast sea of bitterness, it can be yours at a fraction of what you're paying now. Say half. $80,000 a year, I'm yours. It's a bargain, really. I gotta go.